By this time, I was about 19, and I was in a town in Connecticut called Plainville, Connecticut. And I remember being in the jail for doing some stupid things. And they wanted to put me into the Sim Street Jail in Hartford, but they were thinking about it. And I know that's what was going to happen, and I figured I'd kill him before I got there. And I was in the jail, and I was going to do one of the cops in the jail. I just was going to do it. I was going to take him out. And the Lord, while I was in the jail, said, he said, the Lord, it was, you know, death, it was life and death again, but see, I haven't been there already. It didn't, I have a different, had a different view of the whole thing. And I'd blame God for whatever happened to me was God's fault. And I was so full of bitterness, things. But I was going to kill this guy, I was going to get this cop to come in the cell to get me, or get him to come in there. And I was going to try to kill him as soon as he came in. I thought I knew how to do it pretty quick. And the Lord said, pray for him. And I didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear the voice of God. And I could feel it. I could feel God pounding on my heart, trying to tell me to pray. And I was trying to resist it. And as I tried to resist the impulse to pray instead of kill, my body started, like it says in the book of Acts, that when was it Ananias and his wife, they had sold some land and they lied about the purchase price to the disciples, and one of them fell down and it says his bones gushed out. That's what I felt like happened. All of a sudden, like my body was going to blow up and explode. I felt my joints, my arms and everything, my knees, I could feel the joints getting farther and farther apart. And I felt a burning start in me all over, and it was getting hot, but it was turning into a flame. And I could feel like my body coming apart, and the Lord said, pray. And I when God deals with you in that level, it's not what you say, it's what you think. He knows what you think. I was thinking no, and I feel myself come apart some more, and he said, pray. And I said, I'll kill him. And I heard the Lord said, I heard a voice. He said, you come to me with blood on your hands. And I said, I don't care. And I came back some morning and said, like, like God deals with a child. You say that one more time and you're going to be gone. So I was afraid to open my mouth. I was afraid to think because that was it. I felt like I was just going to all of a sudden explode and late. I was just going to drop dead. I felt like I was going to explode and drop dead. So I said, okay, I'll pray. As soon as I said, okay, I'll pray, it felt like my chest was ice water. I could feel like icicles melting in my chest and running down and inside. It was, I guess it was your soul or whatever it was icicles running, melting. And I'm trying to get down, I'm trying to say, then I wanted to say, I don't know how to pray anyway, and I didn't dare say anything, but he's gonna get mad if I said that. So I bowed my head and I put my hands together standing up and I said something and I felt, there, I did it. He said, that's not good enough. He said, get down on your knees. I said, get down on your knees. So I tried to get down. I did. I got down on my knees, and this stupid cop who didn't even know I was going to kill him, I said a prayer for him. And I said, I don't even know what I said, but I remember I said a prayer for him. It didn't last very long because I was really out of shape for praying for anything. Then I said, there, I did it. I said, okay. Now, I said, you got to show me where your people are. I said, I'm so tired of, you know, I said, I don't know what to do. I can't read. I don't know nothing. I said, you got to show me where your people are so I can be with people that know about you. They had three charges for, I remember I got in a bar and I got outside the bar and threw a bottle through the window or something, whatever it was. And I remember I told God, I said, you have to drop these charges and show me your people. So we went to court the next day and I told the judge I was going to go into service or something. And I don't know what he said, but he dropped the charges. And I almost had a fit to kill a prosecutor there. Because he called me a punk, and I thought, when I walk by him, I'm going to reach in and hook his eye right out of his head, grab him by the nose. You put his brain right out like that. And I'll do him, and as soon as I started to think that, I said, I just told the Lord I'm not going to do that. I said, Lord, you got to do something with me because I'm a messed up person. And I thought of this guy that I knew that was in jail anyway. He was a, he was like a gangster. He was the mafia once. He was escaped from San Quentin and all this stuff. I knew him from on the street, and he was a smart guy. He was like a scientist type mind, but he had gotten a lot of trouble in his life, and he sort of, I guess, he just kind of look after me for some reason. So I says, I hitchhiked from the town of Plainville to Waterbury, Connecticut,